Board of Trustees, regular business meeting to order for September 5th at 12 o'clock p.m. I would ask our police chief, Byron Smith, if he would open us with prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of life. Lord, we ask that you put your blessing over these proceedings. Be with each and every one of us. Give us a clear heart, a clear mind, and a clear conscience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Jan, will you lead us?
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Mazur, will you please give us a roll call?
Mr. Blevins?
Here.
Mr. Fleshman?
Here.
And Mr. Leeser.
All right, we'll go to old business. First on this slate is Shakers. You have something for us, or did Mr. Woods have something for us? Mr. Mazur?
No, sir. I just put him on the agenda in case Mr. Wood had any updates.
Mr. Woods?
I'll start out with a continuation from the last meeting. I don't appreciate my voice being squelched in public. I want to correct a statement that Mr. Mazur said about y'all talking to our lawyer. You did not talk to our lawyer. The lawyer that I suspect he was talking about was the insurance company lawyer. Okay? You did not talk to our lawyer. So that was a misstatement. I just wanted to make it clear, but you couldn't see fit to let me say that. It is going to cost us too much to continue to have to fight our own government in this. You got deeper pockets than we do. We have submitted a demolition permit. It's scheduled to be torn down on the 10th. If you guys can get your work done and not drag us out till the 30 days, because we're trying to do within the guidelines. You wanted 30 days, so you guys got to get on your game and get the permit approved to get that done. I've still not heard from Bill Toole Associates. This is the fourth time that I've asked for it, the second time from y'all.
What is it that you need from Mr. Toole?
Well, I suspect he's the one that approves the permit.
So
he's a building inspector, and if I'm wrong on that, I apologize.
So you've turned in paperwork here, is that correct?
I did not. My contractor did.
So your contractor turned in. So now that the paperwork is turned in, the procedures, there's always procedures.
Amen.
So just calling up Bill Toole and say, call me, you're not going to be first on the list. If you turn in work, if you turn in paperwork that he is going to need to see and do, now he has something tangible that he's going to have to look at. The last time you were here, we told you he doesn't work for you. He's not your engineer. For you to ask about different trusses and different things that may or may not be okay, that's not his wheelhorse.
He's the inspector that will approve it. But we're past that.
I understand.
We're past that. Now, is all we're trying to do is get the demolition permit signed. We want to get started on the 10th. And so we're asking for you guys to get this done, because you quite clearly said you're coming after us at $500 per day that it's not down. So we have gotten on the giddy up, and we're moving to that end.
Okay.
And so I'm asking you to get help me do what you've asked for.
Okay. Nicole, now that it's turned in, what's the procedure and time frame?
The Ohio Building Code states that they have 30 days to issue your permit. So
okay.
The building can't be demoed until the permit comes back approved and it's picked up and balanced. At that time, you can begin the demo.
Right. But that doesn't fall within the 30 days that you gave us to get it tore down.
Well, if you'd like us to tear down, we can tear it down.
I think what he's saying is we did the...
I know. The timeframe doesn't match up.
Yeah.
Well, once we get to, you know, obviously the board can, if we see that the permit is in and it's being done, I'm sure that we would be, I'm sure that at the deadline, we can come back, the board, and I'm speaking just as me, I'm sure that if we have a plan in place and the permit is going through and et cetera, we can look at alternate dates without it costing you.
And that's all I'm asking for, is that we've given up, we're disappointed with our government. Our family has run businesses in this township for over 40 years. We've owned that property for over 30 years, and there was relatively little help in us getting this done. We have four buyers to come in here, and we brought them and showed them to you. But when you guys filed the thing with the insurance board, that put a cloud, and all the attorneys pulled the reins back. It's a wait and see game, and I can't get off that merry-go-round. And you guys, within your rights, filed what you filed. There's no reason that building has to be tore down. It can be salvaged and put back up, but. Sometimes you cut off to your nose to spite your face, because you're going to lose value from that property and therefore tax revenue.
Now, we won't lose tax revenue.
Because it's a mathematical certainty, sir.
No.
If the value was up here at, I don't even know what it is, well, let's say it was $350,000. When it's tore down and it's now worth 80,000 land, you have to mathematically.
Do you think it's going to stay empty forever?
Do you think it's going to be rebuilt tomorrow?
Eventually it will be. And then did you look at the value, what a new building owner is going to be worth versus the building and the condition it is now or rebuilt? I am certain with what's going on with Westland Mall, everything in that corridor, there's going to be a lot tore down and a lot new going up. The property is worth more tore down for you and cleaned up than it is if there was a building sitting on it. Because it's not gonna be long, someone's gonna be knocking on your door going, once Westland area is developed, they're gonna be knocking on your door, making you a deal that you can't say no to.
Yeah.
And if you have a clean slate, I am certain that it'll probably be something that you can't turn down.
Okay, well, what I'm gonna say to you is, that's an opinion, and yours is different than mine.
I understand that.
And so, but that doesn't really matter.
So the last thing since we're chatting, the process in which we did with the insurance, we do with everyone. That is to proceed to protect the township. If someone does not take care of it, there's funds from the insurance to take care of it. So we're not using taxpayers' dollars to tear down an eyesore.
Right.
So that is procedure. That's not picking on you.
I understand it, and I agree with that law. I don't disagree with the law. I'm just saying it was filed too late, and the insurance company didn't follow the law. We didn't break the law. The insurance company broke the law. So that money had already been distributed, and, that's spilt milk. So none of that matters, because we have contracted to demolish it within your wishes, and it will bring it down to an $80,000 valuation of the property, and for unknown amount of time, you will get the tax revenue on that. Okay, so it's going to be 1/4 of the tax revenue that you used to get, but that doesn't matter. You also lost an advocate for bringing in income tax to this area, just like Prairie Township had with Westland and the hospital and all those down that corridor. You lost an advocate for that. I was for that. I will work very hard against it now.
I got you done, John?
Yeah.
James?
Go ahead.
So I just want to let you know that losing your faith in your local government is okay with me, because you don't know the amount of phone calls we had from people who wanted something done with that property. So all those people felt like their government was letting them down because it sat there for so long. So I can let you go, and you can be disenchanted as far as I'm concerned, because I'm serving the many people who have contacted me that says that's nothing but an eyesore, and they wanted something done, and that's all I got. I don't want to go back and forth. I'm just letting
you know. And I don't have a back and forth, because I respect you, Mike. You have advocated for us, in my opinion, and I appreciate that.
And at that rate, what did I get last week? But you tried to catch me in some type of a trap with some questions.
No, it's not. It's not a trap. But to that end, my final question is this, Mr. Leisure. Do you have a conflict of interest with the fiscal officer and 385 Georgesville Road, Georgesville Inc., and or our family?
Thank you for your questions. We appreciate it. Is there anything else that you have?
Well, my question was addressed to Mr. Leisure.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
All right. Well, be blessed.
All right. Moving on. I believe this is Mike. Old business. Yep. Rescind motion regarding flex time.
I've got it. Just real quick. So we had a quick meeting on 8/26.
Yes.
We came in. We had to do some business with moving some employees around and everything. And during that meeting, we also conducted the flex time situation that was going on. And it was sort of muddled. John, you thought we were talking about some time for Robin. I thought we were talking about some time that Jim was going to be off some time. I would just like us to rescind that motion and then redo it.
Make it clean.
And take a vote and have it clean. Because I'm on the record of being one way in that vote. And I made a mistake. I should have listened better. I should have known exactly what we were voting for. And so I want to just clean it up. So I would like to make a motion that we rescind the flex time motion from 8/26. And I would ask for a second, and then we can turn around and redo it, and it'll stay in place.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll second that motion.
I'll call for the vote. If there's any more, is there any discussion? I'll call for the vote.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leisure?
Yes. You have a motion on the table that you want to...
I'll let John... we're just going to redo exactly what you did.
Okay, do we have it in writing? I mean, I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, I don't have it in writing.
So I can just wing it if you want.
It's about...
Yep. So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township...
Are you making a motion or a resolution?
I'm making a resolution.
Okay.
I'd like to make a resolution. X is the number. I don't know for sure what it is. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves Jim Stevens, his flex time in full from the period of whatever the period is until the current period, back into place so that he is able to use it. If there's no further question on it, I would ask for a second.
I will second that. And no discussion, I would ask for a vote.
Mr. Blevins?
No.
Mr. Leisure?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
I don't know if I'm done. Do we want to have a discussion on this before we...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've actually already voted for this.
Yeah.
I had voted no.
Okay.
And so to be true to myself, because I had voted no earlier when we talked about this,
okay,
I felt it. I can't vote no. I gave my explanation on why I voted no.
Okay.
And then when we did it at a emergency meeting.
We're changing it from...
It's going to pass. Do you understand what I'm trying to
say? But what I'm worried about is, did you see something that I didn't see? And I was just worried, are we...
I explained to you exactly what I saw, John, during that meeting, and it didn't seem to make any mind. And so I'm not going to sit here and tear it all apart again.
Okay.
I read what Mark Long wrote. It was not what was represented at this table. And I'm going to stick with what I originally said, and my vote was no when we voted on it the first time, and then when it didn't get moved. Now, am I bringing it to your attention that it didn't get moved? Jim, our fiscal officer decided not to move the hours.
Okay.
And so you guys made a motion at that meeting on 8/26, and it was muddy to me. I thought we were talking about time that Jim had
occurred
regular time. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Had nothing to do with that other. That I had previously voted no on, and both of you voted yes, and he could get it. And I'll add to this that I think he deserves the time. He has it coming to him, but it doesn't matter what I think. It's what I see when I read from the auditors of the state what's going on. I do not want him to have a findings for recovery from him, because it's going, if I'm right and you guys are wrong, it's going to range between $4,000 and at a minimum $564 if I'm right.
Okay.
Now, if you're right, then it's all good.
So with you refreshing my memory and seeing that exactly, I haven't voted yet, but I can tell you I'm not going to go with it until we find out for sure, because I do remember what it was saying, that there's a period of time. Once a person period of time goes away, then that goes away. Even though it was held up, we need the blessing of the auditor.
No, you don't. He should have a letter that says that it should have went to our attorneys.
So
that our attorneys could have cleared this whole thing up from Mark Long if it would have went to the attorneys, and the attorney could have given her opinion, and it would have been said and done.
So, well, here's what I'm worried about. From what I've read, and now that you brought it forward again, and we're looking at this, I remember it seeing, in regards to the time frame, anything over a certain period, then you lose it. In this situation, it was a unique situation, because it was being held up by the fiscal officer, and not fair to him that he couldn't use it.
I agree.
Now these bank of hours are sitting there, but they're null and void because they can't be used because of the deadline of in which is in place by the MOU. So if we use those, even though it is stated in his
MOU.
Yeah. Then, irregardless, if you look at it, it says, you know, we need to find out from legal. We need to find out how do we get him those hours so it doesn't come back to bite him.
I'm 100% on board with that.
So at this point,
I would
let us just vote then, and I'll say no, and then we can redo this. So the motion won't carry, the resolution isn't going to carry, and then we will find out.
One second, John. Do you have something, Robin?
I don't mean to interrupt you.
No.
If you can make clear this.
Please help.
Based on the motion and the directive I received from the board, I have moved to those hours.
Okay.
So I'm going to need a directive to move them back until you guys make this decision, because Jim Stevens has the hours on his books now, based on the motion you gave in August. So I'm just letting you know that if you're doing something different, then I need a directive or a motion to put the back until you make your decision.
There's one thing I want to interject. We are talking semantics when it deals with Mark Long. Yes, that paragraph in Jim's MOU was titled comp time. The body of the paragraph addressed flex time. In my opinion, it's just the auditor being a little too critical.
Okay.
The intent of the MOU is flex time. It's not comp time.
So you feel comfortable with this being, as an administrator, you feel comfortable with this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so
absolutely.
Then I will render my vote as a yes and ask for a roll call if there's no further questions.
We already did. We already voted. We just completed it.
You completed the vote.
Yep. So it passes.
It's all the discussion that we had.
Okay.
You got us lost.
So that was clear.
All right. That resolution passes. All right. Moving on to new business.
Do you need to go into your exec?
Okay.
Or do you want to do the new business first?
Let's do new business first.
Okay.
We're going to move into new business, and I would ask
I'm going to change the agenda around, as it is our liberty, and ask Chief Smith to come up and swear in our new officer, John Warner.
No, absolutely. She can see him right next to you. Just back in just a little bit. There you go.
Thank you.
I don't want you to pretend to be able to memorize that. So, just raise your right hand.
Thank you for speaking.
There you go. That's well. Your left hand is fine. Put your left hand on the Bible. And then hold the paper. You have to read that. Unless you have it memorized.
Nope.
Okay. Everybody ready with their cameras and whatnot?
We'll take pictures afterwards.
We take pictures afterwards. I state your name.
I, John Moore.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Of the United States and of the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And I will in all respects obey and comply.
And I will in all respects obey and comply.
With the resolution and rules and regulations.
With the resolution and the rules and regulations.
As set forth by the Board of Trustees.
As set forth by the Board of Trustees.
Of Franklin Township.
Of Franklin Township.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of an officer with the Franklin Township Police Department.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of an officer with Franklin Township Police Department.
Congratulations, Mr. Warner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Nice to meet you.
Congratulations.
Nice to meet you.
Would you like to address the public and give them a little bit of your history and where you come from and etc.?
Let me get some pictures.
Sure, yeah. So my name is John Warner. I've been in law enforcement for 17 years. Come to you from Fairfield County, the Sheriff's Office. And I was just looking for a change, and Franklin Township had the vacancy and the need, and I believe I'm the right person to fill that need. So I look forward to serving y'all.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You want to come around and get some pictures? It's always. Chief, get in there.
Someone will snap
it if you want in it.
Thank
yeah.
you.
You can get in the picture.
You want to be in the picture, ma'am?
Maybe I'll get in one in a moment. Let's
have it.
Let's let him have his moment.
Okay.
I know.
Did
you get
that
one?
Oh, I love it.
Do you want me to get in one real quick?
Sure.
Slide
on in.
Come on in.
Okay. Thank you.
Here's mine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Lucky.
Thanks. Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And I'll see you next week. I'm going to get them started signing. So, yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
Thanks
for everything. Nice to meet you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome to stay. But I want to do it early if you wanted to take off and have lunch. But all right. Patty Spencer. It's your podium, ma'am.
Short and sweet today. Short and sweet. The only thing I have, probably because of the holiday, I was not given a whole litany of information from the city, but what I do have is the city, Columbus City Council will be hosting Southside Community Hours on Wednesday, September 18th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Barrick Recreation Center. And the forum is an opportunity for residents, and that's why I'm bringing it to all of you, because there was no specific just Columbus residents, it's residents, to engage with council members and city staff about their community issues and concerns. So for me. That means you can bring up information about CBUS. You can bring up information about the apartments that they're wanting to build all over the place. You can ask them anything, especially if you live right next door to City Columbus. And I know we have in our area township homes right next door to Columbus City homes. So this is an opportunity, if you have questions, to go and voice your opinion, ask questions. And that's all I have. And I'll keep this up here with you if anybody wants additional information.
Ms. Spencer, when is your next Southwest Area Commission meeting for everybody to
put
on their calendar?
Our next area commission, well, let me go for here. I am the zoning chair for the Southwest Area Commission. And our area extends from 270 on the south to the railroad tracks on the west, to the Scioto River on the east, and to the middle of Mount Street on the north. Our next area commission meeting is next Tuesday night here, 6:30, and I open the doors around 6. After I've struggled with them for about 15 minutes.
Patty, if I may, last night was the West Scioto, and just to keep you up abreast what's going on around you, they had a huge turnout, I would say 50 to 60 people, in regards to the new development property that's been sold in a proposed development on that site. I was very pleased to hear from the commissioners there that they were asking for a reduction from 4-story to 2- and 3-story, some of the different things. The people that live on Britain, they wanted to hook on. And Mr. Stevens, are we allowed to keep them from hooking onto our street at the end, or how does that work? Because originally they wanted to widen our street. Are they allowed to just come in and rip our street up and widen it?
I don't think they can't just come in and just tie into the street. That's a question we would have to actually kick back to Franklin County Engineers, because it's almost the same scenario that we were going to run into with the Potter's house when they come across the road there. Unless things have really changed, they have to get our permission to tie into that street.
So
I'm pretty sure.
So At a previous meeting, I spoke on it, and the city representatives were there, and I said, we'll just put a guardrail up, because it's our prerogative that we can do that. Hypothetically, that was just me speaking as one person. That was me kind of like putting my stamp on it. They since have said that they don't want to use that street, that the city says that's not a good way to go. So some of the messages that we've been attending these meetings have went back to the city. I ended the meeting with one simple question asking, did you go to the trustees in order to ask for their blessing basically before you annex? And the question was no, and the meeting was over. So if they're going to bring them back, they didn't get a final what they wanted blessing there. They seem to be a little bit upset that they have to come back, so.
No doubt that what the city is wanting to do is going to be a struggle for the residents and for the townships. Mm-hmm. I don't have an easy answer. I don't have any answer. I'm just sort of glad so far we've been removed from that on this side of the area for now. The closest is the Cooper Stadium area.
Sure.
And I can tell you what's coming up for Cooper Stadium is in October, the developers are going to be coming before us to ask for signage for event planning. So if you're interested in any information on that, just come to the meeting.
And it was unfortunate that was by a previous board that was suggested and annexed to the city as well. That was Franklin Township.
That was Franklin Township. So, but again, go to these meetings. When we do have a city liaison that comes to our meeting, and we do have city employees from various departments that come to our meetings, but relatively no anybody else. So I think the only person we've had fairly consistent are the owners of Double Happy, Hopkins and Brown Road. We should be getting information of what they're wanting to do, but they're having to also wait for information about the roundabout that's going on down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It all takes time.
So I just thought I would fill you in
what
the, you know, another commission is doing and what they're dealing with. Who knows if they ask if you've heard something. Since you're gracious enough to come to our meetings, I'd fill you in the best I could.
Yeah, no, I'm not able to go to other commission meetings. I wish I were, but I'm not. This is the best I can do.
No, so, we appreciate you, everything you give us.
And I will leave this with you, so if anybody else is interested, if you guys are interested, make your voices heard. That's the only way anything gets changed.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Franklin County Sheriff's Office report. I was told we have something today.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the situation, but Nicole sent me an email on August 27th about a resident complaining and having concerns about drug activity mm-hmm. next door to his house. This resident does not speak English, so his daughter was trying her best to explain the situation. He was referred to go to Crime Tip and submit his concern, which he did. Nicole was nice enough to send me the submission along with all his information. So I called the individual, talked to him briefly on the phone, and I got a hold of the detective from our sheriff's office who was taking the case. I was able to read the report. But the individual didn't feel comfortable working with the detective, so I took it a step further. We have a unit called that Drug and Task Unit, and I'm very, I have a really good relationship with one of the sergeants who runs the unit. So I kind of called him and I gave him a little bit about the situation, and he said, well, let's meet with the individual, the resident. So he came down, the resident came down to our office yesterday and gave us a whole lot of information about what's been happening since last year. So this, the resident next to him moved in last year to this house. It was a lady with her husband, and then they started bringing in other people. And the resident that made the complaint have seen there was a lot of traffic in and out through the front door, the back door, different license plates. He also noticed there were a lot of heavy smell of weed coming through from the house into his home, to the point where he made a complaint to his landlord, and his landlord made the mistake of going next door and saying, hey, your neighbor just made a complaint about you guys smoking and a lot of activity coming in and out. You know, if this doesn't stop, we're gonna call the police, you know, law enforcement. Well, the neighbors took it upon themselves to go to the resident who made a complaint and threatened him and his family. So he kind of froze and got scared, so he stopped complaining or anything. However, last week on August 25th, there was a shooting that was directly at his house. It was at 5 o'clock in the morning. He was in the living room. He heard one gunshot and, you know, woke up from his sleep. Enter his one of his cars, then there was another shoot, somebody shot again. Enter his second car with his wife, and then they started shooting more and more where it hit the living room, the sofa where he was at, the wall. So he was able to provide us with pictures of everything that transpired. And since then, he's been scared for him and his family. So our detective, who works on the cover, has a sign on the cover of detectives to work the area. So right now they are watching the house because there's still drug activity going on.
After the shooting, he reported, the neighbor, you know, the resident reported that the people that lived there picked up their stuff and left. And the only one that was left there was the older lady that originally moved in, but she has clients too who come in at odd hours of the day. So I just wanted to report to you all, in case you didn't know, and we do know, that we are working on this case to make sure that we make arrest and that we stop this from happening, because that area has a lot of kids. So we just don't want it, you know, to get any worse than that. We do got license plates. The resident that made the complaint, he was really good. He had license plates from every single car that came into the neighborhood. It was pictures, video. So we submitted all that to the detective who's working this this case. His name is Sergeant Smith. If you guys want to ever look him up, he works for the drug and task unit at the sheriff's office. So I just wanted to let you guys know that because of the call, we are able to put a stop to this to the drug in this area. Hopefully keep working that way. I'm glad that she was able to reach out to me, because I was able to help these people who have been doing nothing but working, great residents of this township. So I just wanted to report that to you guys. We're still working on it. If anything comes up, I will definitely let you know what else happens. But we're working on it.
For sure. Well, that's great. That's really,
that's great news.
Good news.
Yeah. So if you guys want to share my information with the you know, with your residents, if they speak only Spanish and they need me, I work very closely with all the detectives and the sheriff's office to make sure that they can do their job in stopping any crime or anything that's happened.
Awesome.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
That's great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
To remove the discussion. I'm going to remove the discussion about the lawyers for this meeting, since we have to go into exact. I asked that to be put on there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I just wanted to know.
Okay. At this time, I would make a motion that we adjourn into an executive session to discuss employment of a public employee/official as directed by the Ohio Revised Code, section 121.22G1. And I would ask for a second.
I'll second that.
Mr. Major, will you give us a roll call?
Yes, sir. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser.
And we are adjourned into executive session at 12:38. All right. At this time, I will call the meeting back to order, and I would make a motion that we come out of executive session at 1:02. PM with no decisions made, and I would ask for a second.
I will second that, sir.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask Mr. Major for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes. Mr. Fleshman, you have a statement to you.
Yes, I'm going to make a statement. Some of you were here the last meeting, and I informed the audience in regards to our physical department, and you've seen some of the rules that we have taken to move people around. At this point, with what we can do as an elected officials, being that the physical officer is an elected official, to be put blank with some of the stuff that I put out last time, the stuff that we found on laptop being used not for township purposes, not showing up at meetings when we're paying a person to train her, and our Jeff Wilczek, our CPA, his time is just as valuable. Where we're going to this now is we have with legal crafting a schedule for her. Basically, her job duties are going to end up coming down to signing the checks every week or every 2 weeks. Usually on Thursdays we do that. She can work from anywhere. We're not letting her come in the building to work due to the hostile work environment that was created with that. I know that some of the residents have asked questions in regards to How do we get her out of office? And because you're paying somebody to basically come in once a week for an hour and sign checks and then leave, the rest of that is going to fall on the rest of the staff. Her job as far as a fiscal officer, in my opinion, we can't afford her. The mistakes that were made, nearly $200,000 was one mistake that was made that affects us as far as our roads go and paving and etc. So I think there was something else I was going to mention.
Clover.
Yes. We have a contractor that is called Clover, and we have a credit card processing machine. For the longest time, if something is simple to clean up, I don't understand why, but for months and months and months, we're getting late fees on that account. A previous fiscal officer, Nick Dunn, is getting notice after notice after notice after notice, and he doesn't even live in the township. He is a news reporter for Dayton and resides in Dayton.
Weatherman.
Thank you. And so we're going to have to collect these fees back because it's the township residents' money. There's never a reason that these should stack up for months and months and months on her desk, the notices, and nothing gets done with it. So it just compounds. Just like if you get a notice on, say, in a credit card and you don't pay it, and the next month it gets more, and the next month it gets more, it's just being ignored. So in my opinion, the job duties of our fiscal officer are not being fulfilled. But there are certain rules and regulations and state statutes. We can have her removed. We can't. The public can have something that's called an affidavit where so many residents sign it, you turn it in, the state gets involved. That has been done before when Lisa was here. And that's what got us into what we're in now and uncovered a lot of the mistakes. And we have the state auditor here and et cetera. So I just wanted to catch everybody up to speed of where we are with that. Mr. Chairman, did I miss anything else? I think I covered everything.
I believe we covered everything.
I'm good, sir.
Okay.
I think that's enough.
Okay. So we're going to keep the public up to date exactly what's going on and where we are in this process and stuff like that. But we ask for her resignation. She basically, I guess, in my opinion, I haven't heard anything. The deadline came and went. So she has felt that she denies wanting to resign. Declined to resign. So I have not seen a letter of that. So at this point, the residents of Franklin Township is going to, in my opinion, pay for an absentee fiscal officer. So with that being said, that's all I have.
Thank you. Moving on to public comments, I believe
we have one. Brenda Fuller.
Do we need to start the clock on you, or you know 3 minutes?
Okay, go ahead. So, anyway, I do have the affidavits. I'm waiting on all the information to be compiled.
Okay.
Plan is to actually get it to the state auditor's office next week.
Okay. So, if you would do a records request, and I think, Mike, would you mind seeing that she gets everything in a records request that she needs?
Absolutely.
So if Mike could be the contact person for you, if that's okay?
That is perfectly fine. Mike and I have been working together on what we need to gather. Then once everything's together, we'll have affidavits. I'm going to get 7 signatures rather than just the 4, because there'll be 3 of you and we'll get 4 residents.
Okay.
Then that way we have our bases covered. We have to have them signed in front of a notary. But I do have all that together, and you know, I'll be working with Mike. I'll be up here Monday, and that what we discussed.
Sure, Monday works for me.
And so I wanted to let you know about that and where we are with that. And I wanted to ask. about the scrubbing of the computer. Has anything come back on that yet?
Not we yet, can't Brenda. Answer that, I don't think, at this time.
Okay.
But you can put in a public request for it when we get it back, correct, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was the meeting last night. John, you got up and left, and Jeff Brown and the other guy for Hague Avenue developer was there, and they were looking all over for you.
I thought that was it. No. I thought the meeting was done when she said...
Yeah, that I thought so at first, too.
And everybody was leaving, and...
Okay.
But I wanted to let you know that they were looking for you to talk with you.
Joe, who was wanting to talk with me? The board?
Rita called on you, and okay. was looking, and...
Okay.
Somebody even went out, but anyway, you know, we're looking at a lot of extra vehicles over there by at least 1,000, you know, mm-hmm. daily, and they're not going to have an easy way in and an easy way out, and unfortunately, it's going to affect all of us.
Yeah, I thought when they hit the gavel and said the meeting was adjourned, and everyone got up and started walking out, and I just slowly made it out the door because there was a lot of people.
Okay.
Are you still sweating?
Go ahead.
Jeff Brown will be at our meeting yeah. next Tuesday night.
Okay, and Jeff Brown is with?
Well, he represented the Kittle Property Group.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Very smart, Alec.
Yes.
Yeah. In my opinion.
Yes.
Your personal opinion, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my personal opinion.
We can call either way.
Okay.
Thank
good.
You, Brenda.
Okay,
Brenda,
thank you.
Moving on, I'm going to change here again. Going to make a change to the order. Mr. Stevens, you're up.
Thank you.
You look like you're not doing well with your back, so we'll get you out of here.
Move. Hello, everybody.
Jim. Welcome back, by the way.
I appreciate that. Glad to be back. I don't do good sitting, so it doesn't work for me. On the agenda, we got a couple things. A little bit of the building update. Mr. Mazur and I actually have a meeting with our architect on September 9th,
mm-hmm.
correct,
mm-hmm.
with Ron, to kind of go over some things. He has some ideas about some things. We just needed to talk about it, just kind of an update. I think he's got another gentleman he was wanting to bring to the meeting to talk with us. But that's pretty much that on that. We have our stats for August. In the month of August, we picked up 39 loads of brush. Naturally, our signage repair within the township, right-of-ways, mowing the right-of-ways. Good thing about it is we're not getting much rain, so nothing's really growing, which is good. Mowed the cemetery twice. We got that on a two-week thing. Still boom-mowing all of our right-of-ways, picked up 4 loads of dump trash, some truck maintenance, mower maintenance. We seed and strolled 3459 Lowell where bush was removed. We sent out 8 mow letters, sent out 2 trash letters, mowed only 3 House Bill 50 properties this time. We had some storm sewer repairs that we took care of on Chambers. Community garden took care of that twice, mowed. Been working on cleaning up the lot behind the shop in preparation for a new build, and cut the line of sight of Broad Lawn and Route 40, amongst other little things that we continue to do.
I got a question for you. Was it divine intervention, your foresight, that we didn't hire summer help this year, because we wouldn't have needed it with the drought that we've been in? It's a good move, Jim. I'm going to pat you on the back. You can.
We kind of talked about it heavily. I thought we were really going to need it. And I told Ryan, I said, I think we ought to just kind of.
I think it was a good call.
Just kind of relax on it a little bit. Let's see here. Last thing that I've got is every year we have to pass resolutions per the property for when we go out and mow and or go out and collect trash debris. We have to do that. Instead of sitting here reading 20-some resolutions like we watched Mr. Mazur do on so many times, I'm just going to read one, which gives you the overview of what and they're all the same. The resolutions are all the same, and then I'll go back, which I think, John, you've seen us do this in the past, where you just do the address.
The address. Yeah. It's under the same subtitle.
Yeah. The Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting at 12 o'clock noon, Thursday, September 5th, 2024. The trustees marked below made a motion to adopt the resolution. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the road department to cut the grass and weeds at, this one's 1127 Harrisburg Pike, parcel number 140006439-00, to assess the cost of the property taxes as outlined in the House Bill 50 legislation. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be in full force and effect immediately upon its adoption. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes, sir. Okay, so you want to do one? You want to do a vote on one at a time?
I think Mr. Mazur's got all of the resolution sheets.
Mr. Mazur, you just want to do one vote? Okay. Go right ahead.
You're going to do them one at a time?
No, we'll do them all.
Just do them all.
Yeah. And then at the end, what I would do is say from resolution number this to resolution number this.
Which is what we've got from resolution 2024-141 to 2024-160.
We just need to address
this. You have all the copies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Which I did. I put all those copies in your mailbox, so you should have had them for them to sign.
Do you have the updated ones?
The two? Yeah, I got the two at the very end.
Let me see.
Get the two. These were for trash.
160. Let me see the rest of them. We may have to get that one. Yeah. What I'll do is I'll have.
This is going to be the older ones now. She gave me some new ones this morning. That's okay. The ones I'm going to put in here. Okay. Yeah, we're good. All right. Here we go. Resolution 2024-141 for 881 Joyful. Resolution 2024-142 for 1938 Frank Road. Resolution 2024-143 for 1976 Westfield Drive. Resolution 2024-144 for 1799 Eastbrook. Resolution 2024-145 for 61 Florence. Resolution 2024-146 for 3350 Dover. I just did 1127. So resolution 2024-148 for 870 Deer. Resolution 2024-149 for 1169 Brown Road. Resolution 2024-150 for 1135 Forest Drive. Resolution 2024-151 for 3533 Dover Road. Resolution 2024-152 for 1539 Brownleaf. Resolution 2024-153 for 1852 Little Avenue. Resolution 2024-154 for 3347 Dover Road. Resolution 2024-155 for 1976 Westfield Drive. Resolution 2024-156 for 1684 Frank Road. Resolution 2024-157 for 77 Broadlawn. Resolution 2024-158 for 1575 Humphrey. And resolution 2024-159 for 1235 Eureka. Those would be all the resolutions for high grass. I have two for trash.
So those have already been timed out, and after a resolution's passed, then the procedure goes good to cut, correct?
We're good.
I would make a motion that we accept the resolutions as written, and I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
And we will wait for a vote for our administrator.
While we are doing that, Mr. Stevens, if I may, Mr. Gillian, we talked earlier, but yes. I'm just saying it in an open meeting. I told him I would bring it up. He is with the Historical Society and is interested in information in regards to the cemetery. Hopefully, maybe there's a way to find some more funding for other things that may go on, as well as historical stuff.
Yeah, I seen him addressing you in that email, and I just let you get it.
Yeah. So.
And something else, since you brought that up about the cemetery, the big sign that's in the cemetery, it's all faded out.
Okay.
We are in the process of getting another one made.
Okay.
So it's the same size, everything. It's pretty much all the same.
Okay. We have a resolution. We have a resolution on the table. We have a second by John. We just need a vote. I'm calling for you for a roll call.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes. You're two for trash.
Okay. Well, these two here are for trash and debris that we have to pick up out of the right-of-way. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting at 12 noon on Thursday, September 5th, 2024. The trustee, Mark Ballou, made a motion for the adoption of the following resolution. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the road department to clean up trash and debris at 1623 Harrisburg Pike, parcel number 140000974-00, and to assess the cost to the property taxes as outlined in the House Bill 50 legislation. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be in full force and in effect immediately upon its adoption. So that's for 1623. And then we have resolution number is 2024-160 for 1623 Harrisburg Pike, and 2024-161 for 1644 Frank Road.
I'll make a motion that we accept the two resolutions as written, and I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a roll call vote.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes. Anything else for us?
Yes, sir.
Do you want me to update the board? The bid packets went out.
I was not supposed to do that.
I didn't mean
he's been sitting there in pain.
Go ahead.
The bid packets for the building went out on September 4th. So we have a 2-week window where interested contractors can contact either Jim or me with any questions or to view the site. And I will keep the board posted as this progresses.
And we had a deadline as what, October? Was it during?
22nd.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And
I need to go walk.
I would say go ahead and excuse yourself. If the residents want to talk to you afterwards, they can come out to your barn.
Thank you all.
Sorry to make you walk, but
walking's good. That's
walking, he has to. He should be doing. He's set too long now. All right, moving on to Byron Smith, Chief Smith. Oh, the floor is yours. Thank you for patiently waiting.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's on.
Just trying to help.
We need gentlemen.
How you doing, Byron?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you guys?
Okay.
Let's see. I'll try to keep it in order because I've got a longer list. We will start off with the August stats. Total runs for service, 1,006. 25 assist other units, 9 burglaries, 3 bad checks, 1 DOA, 3 robberies, 5 animal complaints, 48 domestics, 12 alcohol-related incidents, 15 fights, 37 thefts, 5 persons with a gun, 3 persons with a knife, 15 shots fired, 13 stolen vehicles, 6 recovered vehicles, 9 suicide attempts, 10 vandalisms, 8 threat harassment complaints, 68 alarm drops, 5 sex offenses, 10 overdoses, 151 suspicious persons and or cars, 74 traffic stops, 69 citations issued and or arrest, 34 vehicles impounded, which includes property, and 90 reports taken. A Partridge and Pear Tree.
Busy time. A lot of domestics, but it was hot in August.
It's like that in December and January and February.
Yeah. And the suspicious persons, a lot of them was on Lowell.
Well, there's that too. That account for at least a handful. Any questions on the stats?
No, sir. Go right ahead.
Police department updates. So I wasn't at the labor relations meeting. I know you talked about parking. I think it's a great idea. I'm open to, I think parking in the back behind Jim's building or whatever. I'm open to whatever I need to do to help facilitate that. Talked about cameras on the front of the modular, uh-huh. or at least a camera. I think it's a great idea. Steve and I have talked.
And I think you need a monitor, definitely have a monitor for that camera inside.
Yeah, yeah. The problem, I think, is the distance, the wires, the Wi-Fi service, all these things. There's some kind of disruption that Revolution Grid can't seem to figure out.
Can we just, I know there's many different ways, even with the router that we have, that you have, that you would basically be a separate system to see, a camera that would just monitor.
Yeah, that's yes. what we're talking about.
Yeah, don't yeah. worry about trying to Wi-Fi it from here. I would just do it just straight right there.
Yeah, that camera there. System.
Yeah, that camera there would just be for you guys.
Yeah.
To protect you and your right. men.
So Steve and I can work on that.
Yeah.
And, let's see. Hague Avenue School.
Yes, I was going to ask on that. I was at a meeting last night. People asked me about that.
It's a constant problem. So Jackson was down there yesterday, keeping people from parking on Hague Avenue. Can write a ticket every 15 minutes. The problem is we don't always have people at that time, but we need the help of the school. So I reached out to the engineer's office, Greg Thomas. They did put up signage for us today, Steve. Basically, okay. a light board saying, hey, this is not your pickup lane, don't park here. I don't know what effect it'll have, but it's more than we had before. So we're going to try to schedule something with whatever her name, the school superintendent.
And we talked, and I did call her a couple, two, 3 weeks ago, and that's what's confusing, that we're having this issue again.
And to add, sorry, Steve, but to add to the situation, and this really concerns me, is there's people, the next street south, I can't remember the name of it, the next street south, there's people parking on that, which, okay, but the children are walking down
the street,
Hague Avenue, without their parents.
Yeah.
And if you
Whipple, Cherokee. Is it Cherokee or something?
No, so. It goes back into the housing complex.
Oh, the city street.
The city street.
On the other side of the street. So they're crossing over.
No, they're not crossing over. They're on the same
they're
side.
They're staying on the same side. It's
okay.
But when you get down there by that bridge.
Right.
They have, I mean.
They have to go in the streets.
Yeah.
So part of the issue, which is not our fault, is I guess Columbus has cut off a lot of the busing or something.
Yes.
I was told.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
they're not busing any.
So they're not busing. The school is going to have to figure out a way to mitigate the issues. I told Greg, I said, well, we can shut the road off and just not let nobody down the road until 2:30. I said, that's my solution.
Unless you live there.
Well, I mean, there's what, two houses?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, you know, we just block the road and keep you moving on Hague, and if you don't like it, call the administrator. Which I don't like to take that stance, but not that administrator.
He said that with such a straight face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Not you.
Give him a cell number, too. Yeah.
Well, and it's true number. Because we don't have the ability to fix their problem.
And we've been trying to work with it, with them for,
you know,
several years now.
Right. Like the engineer said, well, last year it took about 2 weeks to get the new parents educated into what needed to happen. It's been 2 weeks, and they're still not getting it, so I think there's some issue with the school. So we're going to reach out, and I don't know, we're doing the best we can.
I think we write a couple of days of writing tickets. I know it's a...
Well, it's not really a pain. I mean, you only...
Well, taking the man up there, having the man up there, it can be challenging to have one free to be up there. But.
So we may have to... You know, bring in some overtime or something.
Would that fall into the traffic grant?
It depends. It depends on if what time frame you're in. Certain times of the year, it's only used for certain blitzes.
Right.
So it may not be able to use across the board like that.
That's why I'm asking you, because I don't. You're well versed on it.
So what I understand, a lot of the people. That had Jackson, was it Jackson who was up there?
Jackson was up there yesterday.
Yes.
They ended up people pulling over to the church, and the church, they come out and said, we spent way too much money for this parking lot. We're not, you can't park here.
Yeah, so, I've talked to the church in the past. They don't want them parking there, right, which I get it. I talked to the gentleman that owns that catering company. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want them there. I get it. But
yeah, we're talking hundreds of cars.
I know. And they don't have a big lot, the catering place. Yeah. I asked him, if you can block it off during this time, it'll help your problem. And I encourage him to call. But if the officer's down the street, by the time they get up to where you are, they're gone. Because they're picking up their kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
And this is just going to compound when we get 1,000 more cars from all these apartments.
More than 1,000.
I said worse. Thousands.
Oh, okay.
That's gonna be worse. So Facebook. So we are, I guess that was talked about too, so we are okay with the police department Facebook page as long as myself and Steve
oversee it.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. And we're talking about the official police Facebook, but
there's only one.
That's the only one we control.
Right.
Everything else,
as long as you guys are overseeing it and
public.
And taking, you know, I myself think we need to sit down and develop a policy. You know, like drug busts, absolutely put it on there, but not necessarily every, because they're not really convicted when you arrest them.
No, they're not.
They're still innocent until they're proven guilty in court. And when you say convicted, some of them said convicted on there. We have to work through it. But yeah,
we would have to say convicted if they weren't. But even the drug busts are not convicted until
no.
So did we make a motion the last meeting that says the two of them working together? For the Facebook page.
Jim wasn't there.
I would like to make a motion, if I may, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make a motion that the Facebook page will be ran through the chief of police of Franklin Township and the administrator for Franklin Township. If there's no further discussion in the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that. When Steve gets caught up,
yes.
Call for roll.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
So that way, Chief, you can refer back to this date. There was a motion made, and I deliberately didn't give names. So that going forward, it is whoever
the
administrator and
right.
Whoever's the chief.
And if you wanted to, you know.
Yeah, everything could be delegated, but we'll oversee it.
Right. I think it's a good solution.
Okay. I do too. So Havenwood has reached out. We are now working special duty again at Havenwood, which will help with the rising crime trends out there. Sergeant Moore's gotten all that situated, payment for the vehicles with Robin, so all that's in line with
the homeless issue. 297 Georgesville Royal Cigar Lounge.
Uh-huh.
There's a homeless camp behind it on their kind of like on their patio or on their back. I'd call it a back porch. You have to walk behind the building.
Yeah.
And it's really hidden.
Have they called?
I don't know.
It's the first I've heard of that one.
I talked to Ratliff on it.
Okay.
But this is before he went on, but they're back. It's really nice. It's a really nice camp. I mean, they've got carpeting and the whole nine yards.
While you're writing that one, Chief, on El Paso Drive, on my side, on the other side of the fence.
Uh-huh.
So you can actually enter it from, get on the exit ramp, and then you can drive along the fence. That's becoming a tent city in there, several tents in there.
On the freeway?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I forgot about that one.
Is it city now?
Well, Jackson said something to one person.
I think he passed it on. He said that something to me yesterday about that. So where they're at is in the city.
Yeah. That's state property right there.
Yeah.
So are we able to check, are we able to say anything, or is that?
It's not our property.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, to some degree, I mean, it's like the don't enlist anywhere else. It's kind of a rotating.
Right. Then who's getting it next?
Yeah.
Where are they moving to next?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's easier when it's on private property.
Yeah.
You get the property owner, and then gives us more ability to enforce it.
Because we had a small tent city there on the church property in the woods, and the church wasn't aware of it. I made them aware of it. And the amount of mess that they made.
Is it behind the first church?
No, the second one, the big church.
Oh, okay.
Go over to speed
house?
Bump. Yeah, Potter's
okay.
House. Go over to speed bump.
Uh-huh.
There's an open field in the woods.
Uh-huh.
It was in that woods. It was so dense.
Okay.
But they have left, but they also left behind, you know, the church will end up cleaning it up.
Yeah.
But I, for some reason, that particular area is starting to, because before they were behind the speedway.
Right.
Before that, they were over by the animal hospital until they cut that out. So you're right. It's a revolving door where they're going to move to.
So does the church own those woods?
Yes.
Are they interested in clearing it out or no? Not really.
Well, that's a lot of acreage there. Yeah. I don't think they will.
Okay. I mean, we'll do the best we can to help. I don't know. I mean, the city has more resources, obviously, but
yeah.
We'll
and two, we're just not just because my address, but we're seeing on that particular street on El Paso and Lowell Drive a lot of activity at night where people walking up looking in the cars, and even in the daytime, they just
from the bus station there,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's amazing they see the camera right there and they don't care, you know. It's
okay, I'll make sure everybody's aware as well.
The manager over at Royale said they would sign a no trespass.
Okay. Yeah, we'll need them to get with Nicole and do that, and she'll send them the form and get that done.
Thank you, sir.
And then,
anything else for us?
Yeah.
Lowell Drive is seeing ATVs flying up and down the street.
Okay.
Young kids, very young.
Well, that's definitely something we can handle.
Sussex Avenue.
The people.
Yeah.
All the way down.
The people live back on Macklin, somewhere back in through there.
Okay.
And of course, it's a straight stretch, so that becomes a nice. Or they, for whatever reason, I guess they ride up to BP to get their snacks and beer or whatever, and then
gas or whatever. Yeah, that's something we can definitely do. We take a lot of them down here too, so
okay.
We can definitely get those. A little off topic. So Steve and I have had conversations about the mall. I have suggested in the past, maybe the next time we talk to the Rubens, you know, if they have open space, we could put a small substation in there, run a couple cars out of that northern area. As they do whatever they're going to do to the mall, it'll put a police presence there without costing them any more money. It's kind of a win-win for everybody. It spreads us around a little bit. So maybe just put that on your radar, Steve.
I would be for that as long as it's in the township.
Well, the mall's in the township.
As long as it stays.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't want us there if it went into the city.
No, I'm just, you got what I'm saying.
So if they decline, then there's
I think Steve caught that. No, it just gives us another.
Unless it's free, I mean, if it's a free building.
It gives us another benefit
of keeping them in the township.
It gives us another benefit or to another tool to use to benefit Westland area. I keep wanting to call it Westland Mall. Eventually, we got to call it something else.
Yeah,
it'll always be Westland Mall.
It gives another reason for us to say stay in the township.
Right. No, I agree.
It'll be it'll be showing up. We're trying to invest.
Well, even if the cars are leaving, they're still coming through the mall.
Yeah.
And that'll help with construction, thefts. It'll keep some of that stuff down. So it's a good idea.
We can call it something new when they announce what they're going to call it.
Sure, we'll call it whatever they want.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Ratliff has a doctor's appointment on the 16th. He may be released for light duty on the 17th for a few weeks, just as a bit on that.
I'm sure he's ready to get back.
Yeah, no, he is. So, Steve, you have the resolution for accepting the DUI task force contract.
I do. I'll read that right now, Chief. This is resolution number 2024-136. It's a resolution approving entering into a DUI task force contract between the Franklin Township Police Department and the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. And we've done this, what, Chief, the past couple, two, 3 years at least?
Yeah, it's every year we have to sign the agreement.
Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes entering into a contract with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, participating with the Franklin County DUI Task Force in the amount not to exceed $20,000. The contract period is from October 1, 2024 through September 30th, 2025, and I've attached a copy of the contract to the resolution. And be it resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and in all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were meetings open to the public, in compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC, and be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be in force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written, and I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a roll call whenever you're ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Let's see, double down.
Yes, sir.
Next. Officer Roger Myers, we're requesting 4 hours of injury leave for a BWC doctor's appointment that he had to go to last Friday for an injury stemming back to 2020. Looks like just a re-examination they'll send you at least once a year. I sent the letter over to Steve, and I have it here too if anyone wants to see it.
So we do have the documentation for it.
Okay. Did we do we have a resolution on it, or do we need, what do we need? What do you need from us?
I believe you need a resolution to approve the injury leave even in that increment.
Yeah. I think so, because there's money involved.
I will have that ready for the trustees with our special meeting on the 11th. Will that suffice?
Yeah. Okay. Still good for me.
Okay.
It's on Wednesday, September 11th?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Last but not least, Officer Hale has requested light duty. He has a return to work date of September 23rd to full duty.
Who's okay. that? Is this a new guy?
You'll think so.
Hello.
Sir. After talking to Steve and a conversation with Mike, so I know Robin has some filing that could be done. Steve has a project, I believe, that you might be involved with, John, historical records.
Yeah.
So it would be my recommendation to for the board to approve light duty no later than September 22nd, since he's due back on the 23rd.
Yeah, I think it would be great that if he works with Nicole too on some of these properties, he could go out if he needed to take pictures or etc. on some of these different areas, because I don't think it's best to have Nicole going out there to some of the sites
right.
to get what she needs. I think there's plenty that we could do, and I think that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would also like to add that due to the injuries and the injury he's just getting over on the shoulder, it's a precaution for the township that we sent him for a fit for duty physical to make sure everything is good. I don't want him to hurt himself coming back to work.
What do you need from us on that
motion?
I don't think we need anything.
No, what I'll do is I'll talk with Sedgwick, our third-party administrator, and get a recommendation from them for the type of physician that, that Troy should go see.
Okay.
And then probably what I'll, well, what I will need to do is come back to the board and ask for a resolution to absorb the expense of the examination.
Okay. And when did you want him to come back flight duty?
That is up to Steve. Okay. Probably, I would assume if it's ready by Monday.
Monday would be great.
About 2 weeks.
Monday?
Sir, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, and there again,
temporary changes scheduled Monday through Friday to meet the office hours of the hearing.
But then again, you need a resolution from us or a motion. Steve, what do you need?
I would probably pass a motion accepting the fact that Officer Hale will have light duty from September 9th through, what was it, the 23rd?
22nd.
22nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's due back on Monday the 23rd.
Yeah, I would just do a motion.
So I will so move on that motion hearing for Officer Troy Hale and set of dates. If there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
I will second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I would call for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
That's all I have, sir.
Well, thank you. Mr. Hale, did you want to say anything?
Sir, may I please, sir?
Yeah. So the podium is yours.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Chief. Mm-hmm. I just want to come up here today in good faith. You guys have been really good to me. I appreciate you granting me light duty to get myself squared away. It's very unfortunate that the accidents that I've had back to back, and I know it's been rough on the department and the township, as well as been very rough and emotionally trying on myself and going physically, obviously. I absolutely did not want to get injured, you know, in the course of my duties or this freak accident that happened to me. But I want to express my gratitude to each and every one of you for being patient with me and granting me the light duty. And I will be back to work full duty on the 23rd. I don't foresee any problems with, you know, you guys recommending me to a doctor saying I get back, you know. My doctor that did the surgery, both surgeries, he's fully confident. The only reason he wanted to do a little extra time, get a little bit more strength in the hand, that's all. Because of the nature of the job. But I do want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you and the chief, and I appreciate it. I enjoy working for the township, and I enjoy working with everybody, and I enjoy working and serving the citizens of this township. And if you guys got any questions that you would like to ask me, please feel free to ask me.
Sure.
This time.
I'll just poke and fun at you because I know right after you came on, it's not really a joke,
yeah.
But you were off, and then,
I know.
And it's not only happened to you, it's happened to even the lieutenant.
Yeah.
You know, he had one shoulder and then the other shoulder,
yeah.
One hurt at work, one hurt at home, the
right.
Same as you did.
No, and it stinks.
And
it
I'm
really
like, is it
stinks.
Something in the water?
Oh, I don't know.
What's funny is, he walked in, I'm like, I know him.
Yeah.
And then he comes up to the table, and I shake his hand like I'm just meeting him. I'm like, oh!
Yeah. Well,
I didn't recognize you without your uniform, though.
Sir, yes, sir.
No, I work for a living. I'm Jim.
I know. That's habit. I've always been that way.
I know.
I guess I just wanted to say it speaks volumes that you come in today, took the time out of your day to come in, just didn't let it become a report read and, you know, you're going to get the light duty and everything. I think
right.
It speaks volumes that you took the time out of your day to come in, and so I have no doubt that you'll continue to serve the township as you did before the injuries and stuff like that.
Thank you,
so,
sir.
I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep,
I appreciate it very much. I appreciate that. I can't thank you guys enough for being patient. It's been trying on everybody. God puts things in our path as challenges.
Amen,
for us to overcome. I brought my Christian mentor with me today. It's been hard. It's been hard. And I've had so much stuff happen to me over the years. Hit by cars, neck fusion, you know, all kind of stuff. But I'm going to do the absolute best job I can, like, as I've always done, when I put that uniform back on. And just thank you so much, very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank, well, you.
Thank you. I'm sure the public is, thank you. They supported you, allowed you to take the time. Your yes. position was held. And so I'm, you know, I'm sure, you know, you feel like you owe a debt of gratitude.
I absolutely do.
And what the people yeah. are just, you know, proud to have somebody that's going to know them and know their needs in the areas that they need it. So we know that you'll be there. So we thank you.
Always
it's our way of thanking you. You know, the board wanted to, you know, by us supporting you is our way of saying thanks for the support you give the public.
I support each and every one of you and I'll always be there for you.
We know it, though. We know it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Troy, it's on Monday. Sir, thank you so much, sir.
All right, moving on. You don't have anything else? Moving on. Chief Arnold.
Thank you, sir. Hello, everyone. I'll start you off with some stats from August. Fire department took 978 total runs. 176 of those were in the township. We had two cardiac arrests. Both had a heart rate by the time they got to the hospital. 37 fires, 15 of which were buildings. Two for sure were township homes. So thank you, Columbus, for helping us out with those. And then we can move on without, unless you have questions on stats. We had two resignations. Columbus Fire got two of our best. Mm. But if we could just have a motion, do you want to do them together or do them separate?
Better do them separate, Bob.
Okay. So if I could have a motion to accept the resignation of firefighter Eli Malink, effective 8/31/24.
So moved on the motion to accept his resignation. I ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Then I would ask also for a motion to accept the resignation of firefighter Kevin Mason, also effective 8/31/2024.
I'd make a motion that we accept the resignation of said firefighter Kevin Mason, and I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
So, Chief, are Columbus doing a lateral, or are they going through the program?
They have to go through the program.
Okay, I didn't know if they were like police, they were just allowing it to...
I believe Columbus is separating those that are paramedics and those that aren't, so they can push those paramedics out onto the streets.
Okay.
I don't know that for them, just speaking rumor.
Because, I mean, we're talking at 16 months by the time they go through both or more.
For sure. And with those two vacancies, I would ask for the two resolutions that are with Steve hire their replacements.
The first resolution is 2024-137, resolution authorizing the hiring of Jared Waters as Firefighter 1 for the Franklin Township Fire Department. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and endorses the recommendation of the fire chief to hire Jared Waters effective September 9, 2024, contingent on passing the pension physical.
He's already done it.
Okay.
I should have results tomorrow.
Okay. As a firefighter one at an annual salary of $54,435 per Article 19 of the IAFF, Local 1441 collective bargaining agreement, and be resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees result in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC, and be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written, and I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Can we have any discussion? Hearing no discussion, can we have a vote?
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleischman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
The next resolution I have is 2024-138, resolution authorizing the hiring of Cole Covert as a firefighter one for the Franklin Township Fire Department. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and endorses a recommendation of fire chief to hire Cole Covert, effective September 24, 2024, as a firefighter one, contingent on passing the pension physical. Annual salary of $54,400.35 per Article 19 of the IAFF Local 1441 Collective Bargaining Agreement. And that all formal actions of the board concerning related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and all deliberations of this board and any of its committees resulted in formal action. They were in an open meeting in compliance with Section 121.22 of the ORC, and that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
I will second, sir.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a roll call vote.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleischman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
So, Chief, can you give us a little bit of an idea where the people we're getting are coming from? Are they?
So, Cole is coming from London, the City of London's Fire Department.
Okay.
And Jared is a part-timer at a handful of departments, just recently got through paramedic school.
Okay.
So he's starting fresh with us.
Okay. So hopefully, I know a lot of people stay because they like the township. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people come because there's an old saying in the Bible that says, one that has taken off his armor shouldn't boast like one that's putting it on. And our people, really, when I've went out and rode with you guys, run after run after run after run, and they see everything. That makes them very good, makes them battle hardened. And then I know other departments offer more money, and I can't blame a family for making that decision. Yeah. But I do really appreciate the ones that make their whole career here and decide to stay.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to publicly thank Steve and Robin and Nicole for putting up with the speedy actions to get this Jared kid hired by the 9th. It wasn't easy. It fell into our lap, but it's going to save us at least, at minimum, 4 shifts in the next year, which is $1,000 a shift. So the little extra effort put $4,000 back in our budget at minimum. So I really appreciate it. I know putting more on Robin's not ideal, but she came through. I just want to say I appreciate it. Other than that, we received our rebuilt medic final. It's next door. I'll have them pull it out if they're here. So if you want to, if you leave through the front door, you'll be able to see the medic. We ended up taking a box off an old medic. That was the truck chassis was pretty beat up, had 200,000 miles and 7 years worth of runs on her. And so, but the box was in good enough shape. We took the box off, put it on a new chassis, finally got it back. We decided to do this in mid-2023. So, but she's there, so if she's not on a run, take a look at her on the way out. She's shiny and new. She has been christened as of this meeting. Somebody backed into her, the old folks home right up here. Put a scratch on her bumper, so she's a West Side truck now.
Can't have nothing new, can you?
No, but Steve,
you got a sticker to put over it?
Now just paint it.
No, that's easily caught. You do on a West Side, put a sticker over it.
This battle scar. Steve, did you want to go through those resolutions now or just do them later? They're down in your section.
No, we can do those now, Chief. Let's see, 133
and 134.
133, 134, and 135. Yeah, the power cut.
This one I need to fix. All right, let's do 133.
And this is resolution 2024-133, resolution authorizing the transfer of funds. Whereas the annual appropriation resolution for 2024 appropriated funds to be transferred from the ambulance and emergency medical fund to the EMS vehicle replacement fund. And whereas section 5705.13C revised code allows for a capital project fund for the purpose of accumulating resources for the acquisition, construction, and improvement of fixed assets of the township. And whereas the Board of Trustees desires to authorize a transfer of funds for EMS vehicle replacement purposes. So the Board of Trustees authorizes a transfer of $130,000 from the Ambulance and Emergency Medical Fund to the EMS Vehicle Replacement Fund. And that all formal actions of this board and concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC, and that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written.
I was second.
Any discussion?
No.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leiser?
I apologize. I was a little distracted there.
Got it?
Yep. Whenever you're ready.
Then the next resolution I have is 2024-134. It's a resolution authorizing payment to Horton Emergency Vehicles Group. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, authorized the remount of the F-550 ambulance in resolution 2023-131. And whereas a failure to appropriate the funds on or about the time that authorization was approved and a fiscal officer's certification was not generated, and whereas the Board of Trustees approved appropriations in resolution 2024-132, the fiscal officer is hereby authorized to pay Horton Emergency Vehicles Group the sum of $194,294. And that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees result in such formal action were a meeting open to the public in compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC, and that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be enforced and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Sir. Did I hear you say assistant fiscal officer?
No. I don't think.
Okay.
Oh, you did. And the fiscal officer certification was not generated. Yes, sir.
So moved as the resolution's written. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any more discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
I didn't know if that made a difference.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leiser?
Yes.
What's that, 134, Jim?
Yeah, that was okay. 134.
Okay.
We're at 135.
Print that out for me. I don't have that in the stack, but I can move on. Let's see. Uh,
I'll move on. I'll have her print it out for you. No, sir. I'm going to get Nicole to print out 135 for me real quick, and I'll have that.
Real quick, Bob. Was one of the fires that were in the township, was that one of, on Gary, where we'd had that?
Yeah.
Want to just share real quick how you went in? Because you sent me the message, and you found the little hats the kid had gotten that day at your...
We had a neighborhood event up on Ongaro where we just sprayed the kids with water and let them see the fire trucks. Just spent an afternoon up in the neighborhood goofing around, and as we did it, we passed out little kid plastic helmets to say Franklin on them, whatever. So, lo and behold, later that day in the evening, a house catches on fire in that neighborhood just off of Ongaro, and when the fellows went in to put the fire out, they noticed the yellow helmets that they had given out that day sitting in the breezeway, in the entryway of the home. So her grandkids had actually taken part.
In the event.
Wow.
Strange coincidence of events.
Yeah, absolutely.
Training right there.
Yeah.
Stay low, get out.
Yep. So. No injuries, no. Pretty significant damage.
That was a unique story.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob.
Just kind of goes to show, Mike. I'd like to commend Mike for putting together a lot of the areas in which the fire department has put on this touch a truck, where some of the interactions with kids and et cetera, in this case being that they were grandkids and et cetera, kind of get an idea of what to do and understand, you know, the force of the water and how to operate and just understand what firefighters do. So there are certain areas that you don't necessarily run too far up north and et cetera, and then here you do, you happen to have that fire, which, Mike, you just so happen to help put that together for that area.
Well, I want to be truthful. I was there that day and everything, but these guys have got so good that they're putting them together and they're calling me to say, hey, but here's where we're going to be. And I appreciate it. I mean, they just latched on to it. I think their men, his men, enjoy it tremendously. I see smiles on their faces as much as I see on the children's faces. And so it's just a really good time. If you're ever, we probably won't get many more in this year, but I would like to see it become a tradition, and I think Bob would too. But if you're ever around or it's going to be in your neighborhood, I think it's a good idea to try to get out and see it. It makes you feel good in your heart.
Yeah, and you know, to piggyback off what you said though, as a long-serving trustee, I had not seen this done like it is in all the different neighborhoods. It's been done in a few and et cetera. So something that was on your heart that got started and it takes off like no offense, but like wildfire.
Right.
And the guys are really into it. And a lot of the events that we're at, it shows to people what Franklin Township Fire is about and the equipment that the taxpayers are spending their money on.
Oh, I think so. That was event number 3 up around the north end, right? I mean, one church, then the church off of your street, and then that. So, I mean, it's been well represented everywhere. And I hope all the projects, you know, we're getting ready to, Byron and Bob and I are going to sit down real soon and try to come up with that Christmas parade route. And we're going to make sure it gets to, we're going to try to hit every section of the township that we can possibly get a truck down or a car down or whatever. But everybody, all the communities in the township will be served.
Hopefully Santa's shoulder will be healed up.
We could always hope.
Yep.
We may have picked up a future fireman too. One of the teenagers in that neighborhood helped us clean up hose. And he's going to come ride to see what being a firefighter is all about. He's about to graduate. Didn't really understand what he wanted to do after high school. So
it's all good. It's just
a full dose of firefighting.
Yeah. Mr. Mazur, I think the rest of this is yours. It looks like we have some bills to pay and some resolutions.
Well, I do have the resolution 2024-135. It's a resolution authorizing payment to Stryker for the purchase of a power cot. And the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio approved
In resolution 2023-021, the purchase of a new EMS power cot, contingent on the township being awarded a grant from BWC reimbursing $40,000 towards the purchase. And I have exhibits explaining the transactions. The funds were not appropriate on or about the time that the authorization was approved and the fiscal certification was not generated. The Board of Trustees approved appropriations in Resolution 2024-132. Fiscal officer is hereby authorized to pay Stryker the sum of approximately $60,000, of which $40,000 will be reimbursed via the BWC grant. And that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting. All deliberations of the board and any of its committees are resolved in such formal action were in meetings open to the public. In compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC, and this resolution shall be declared emergency and shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I'd ask for a roll call vote.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
The next I have is resolution 2024-132. It's a resolution to provide supplemental appropriation number 11 for the period commencing January 1, 2024 and ending December 31st, 2024. Whereas it's necessary to provide the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio during the year ended December 31, 2024. And whereas the annual appropriations resolution 2023-270 for the period from January 1, 2024 through December 31, 2024 needs amended, the sums presented in Exhibit A hereto attached and the same hereby set aside and appropriated for several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during the year ending December 31, 2024. All formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board and its committees result in such formal actions were open to the public and in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC, and that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be enforced and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written. I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a roll call vote.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
The next resolution I have is resolution 2024-140. It's a resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin County, Ohio, in accordance with provisions of law, has previously adopted a tax budget for the next succeeding fiscal year commencing January 1, 2025. The Budget Commission of Franklin County, Ohio, has certified its actions thereon to this board, together with an estimate by the county auditor of the rate of each tax necessary to be levied by this board, and where part thereof is without and what part within the 10 mil tax limitations. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin County, Ohio, that the amounts and rates are determined by the Budget Commission and its certification be and the same are hereby accepted And be it further resolved that there be and hereby levied on the tax duplicate of said township the rate each tax necessary to be levied within and without the 10 mil limitation for tax year 2024 collected in 2025. I think you're familiar with the tax amounts from the resolution you passed with the proposed budget associated with this. Mm-hmm. If not, I can go through those figures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm good with it. I already read it.
Be resolved that the clerk of this board be and is hereby directed to certify a copy of this resolution to the county auditor. And I had spoken to Kerry Ritchie with the auditor's office. Originally, this is supposed to be signed by the fiscal officer, but as the administrator, I've been given authorization to sign this. So again, this is a document from the county, but I just want to say this was held in an open meeting, in a yeah. public meeting, and it's in compliance with section 121.22 of the Iowa Revised Code.
Well, we'll move on to resolution.
So I just need an adoption of the resolution.
Mm-hmm. I'll move on the resolution as written, and I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a roll call vote.
Let me fill this in. Okay. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes. I was waiting because it looked like he was looking for something to point out to us, Mr. Mazur, when he was flipping through the pages. I was giving you time to look for it.
You seconded that, didn't you, John?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure I get this right.
Got a lot of paperwork in front of you.
Right, do I need... To be on the safe side, I'm going to have you sign the second page where the trustees are listed.
Paperwork this meeting. That means we're getting a lot done.
It never keeps lighting up, does it?
No reprieve.
So now we'll go into the next half hour of junk cars.
Yeah, well, that's going to get abbreviated next time we do that.
Do you want me to flip this back over or just send it down the way that I think it's a cover copy, and then I got that one.
That's good, Jim. I'll get it signed and off to the county auditor.
Okay. Are you able to scan that and send it to him, or do you have to mail it?
I'll ask Carrie if I can scan it to her. Then the next resolution I have is 2024-139. Obligations approved by the Township Administrator between August 20th, 24 and August 30th, 2024. And whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the ORC, pursuant to the provisions of Section 507.11A of the ORC, the obligations approved and incurred by the Township Administrator must subsequently be approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Trustees. The obligations authorized and incurred by the Township Administrator as presented in the Exhibit A attached hereto are approved. That all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board and are in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC, that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption. And again, this is for the period of August 20th 2024 through August 29, 2024, in the amount of $7,575.
So moved as the resolution is written. I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
I do have a question.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
On the power wash concrete up at the firehouse on Sullivan Avenue, mm-hmm. I'm just curious, what does that all entail? I didn't hear about it before. I'm just curious what...
Since we had all the asphalt resealed, we just had a company come in afterwards and clean up all the concrete, and then the owner of the company stopped by and ended up power washing the whole building for free. So, well, not really for free, but he added it in because he was proud to work for the firehouse.
Okay, so it's not just the pad, it's the whole inside?
No, the two concrete aprons that sit right outside of the firehouse.
Okay.
And then they did the sidewalk out front, and then he ended up power washing the whole front of the building. Just all the brick where the mildew and the...
Okay. I just was curious what all that covered. That was it, that was all. When I went through these yesterday, that was the only question I had.
I would ask for a vote. We already got a second.
We good?
Yeah.
Just Mr. Blevins?
Need a vote.
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
That was very nice. It just kind of shows how people respect the job that you do and et cetera, that, you know, they took their time to go ahead and, you know what, we made this look new. Let's just go ahead and clean the front of it. So that was nice that they did that.
Yeah, it was cool.
What company was that?
Riz and Company.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution 2024-162. It's a resolution approving the agreement with LifeLock Benefit Solutions. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the Board approves and authorizes an agreement with Norton LifeLock Benefit Solutions to provide township full-time employees and elected officials with cybercrime and identity theft protection at a cost of $5.99 per month per member for 1 year, beginning retroactively September 1, 2024. Be further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board that result in such formal action were in an open meeting in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption. And if you have any questions on this, I'll be more than happy to.
Sure. Mr. Fleshman has some questions.
The only one that I have, I caught my attention.
Uh-huh.
Would we not want to offer that to any of the we don't have any part-time currently.
Mm-mm.
But their payroll still goes through our system. Would we want to, in the near future, offer that as well?
Sure. In fact, we can even amend this, if you'd like, to include...
I would just say any employee, rather full-time, part-time.
Okay. Yeah, we can amend this for you.
Because it's, you know, protecting all of our information, whether you're a part-time person or a full-time person. And any questions, gentlemen?
I don't have any. So it was read that for 1 year, are we going to reevaluate after a year? We're going to see if they want to put that in their collective bargaining as they come forth. Do you understand? Like, it may not be quite a year by the time it gets around to negotiating a contract, but we may want to. I just want to know what the pleasure of the board is. That's all I'm trying to figure
mm-hmm.
out here,
mm-hmm.
Where we go with this. But I think we definitely have a need right now for it.
Yep, I believe so.
For sure.
Would this be want to be something in their contract, or is it something that the board is actually offering? You know, why does it need to be contract?
I'm just saying, if you wanted it, it's a benefit.
Sure.
Taxpayers are paying for it. I mean, we're paying
right,
for
right,
it.
Right, right. But so what I'm saying is...
I'm not saying that they have to pay for it, but I'm just saying, you know, when you negotiate things, you have... Basically, bargaining
sure.
chips.
Yeah, I got you.
Yep.
Okay. That's a good point.
I agree. With all that being said, I will so moved as the resolution is written.
With corrections.
With the corrections mm-hmm. of adding all employees.
Part-time or
yep.
full-time.
And I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Any more discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a roll call vote.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And then the last thing I have is just a reminder that we have a special meeting scheduled September 9th at the Central Baptist Church that will begin at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. We'll make that announcement again, too, but you think you're done. Fiscal, payroll, and bills.
Oh, you know, let me check with Robin on that.
Okay.
If you want to continue, I don't have that in my stack, but wait a minute. Nope. I thought you.
All right, we'll move. We're going to go to. We're going to go to John. John, you have anything?
The only thing quickly that I'll touch on is the ongoing battle of protecting our borders from being annexed. It's a daunting task to say the least, but if we do nothing, then nothing gets done. Again, we do have on the ballot something called township-wide levy where people will have to pay our taxes as well as if they annex into the city. It helps protect our borders. I have been going to the meetings with the one that is up Trayview and Hague Avenue. I am seeing that with a big turnout, even the board is saying, ooh, this is a little bit much. So I don't know which way they're going to go with it, but I do see that they didn't just smack the gavel down and say it was approved. So I was very pleased with that. And and then I somehow thought the meeting was over and everyone got up and was leaving, and they're still talking about another parcel that they're working on. So I missed that in representing the township on that, but I thought the meeting was over last night when they did that. But anyways, that's what I have to report to the board. I'll continue the meetings. So they will next month come back together again to hear this, and we'll see where it's going. But the affordable housing, last night they made a comment that, you know, it's got to go somewhere. The city is saying that they're short so many housing. And my quick thought was, what? So you just want to take land from Franklin Township and put them on?
Yep.
If you feel that you are that far behind, you had a whole golf course that the city owns. Fill that golf course up with all that you want. You know, you don't necessarily have to fill up Franklin Township.
Now you're stepping on your golf toes.
You know, there's other golf courses.
Those people.
I understand, but that is a city golf course. But instead of making it, they could always make it a nine hole or putt putt.
I don't disagree. All I have is Mr. Blevins brought to our attention that 906 or 905? 906, wasn't it? Harrisburg Pike. The property down near the car lot.
I can't remember the number, sir.
Yeah, I can't either. I did go by there, and we have discussed it. It is a major issue, so we are addressing that. Mr. Blevins, do you have anything?
I do. I just want to say that to make sure everybody, I know there's people watching other through the videos, and know that we didn't get in the position that we're in the fiscal department overnight. And so we're probably not going to get out of it by the snap of our fingers, but this board is working together and diligently to get this resolved. And I just want to let people know that we are 100% committed to change, and it just has to follow a process, and we're on it now. And I just wanted to put everybody's mind to rest. because I don't know if other people are, but I receive phone calls or people run into me all the time and ask me, you know, and I worry that it affects things coming up for election and stuff like that, and I'll say that we are on it and doing our very best. So that's all I got, gentlemen.
Okay. Do you want to read it off of here, or do we have it
on there? I don't know if you have it on there.
Let me look.
I never found it on here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't find it.
I've been looking for it on and off the whole meeting, and I did not see
it. Is that something, sir, that we're going to need in this meeting?
Okay. No. We can cover that in the
11th.
The 11th.
Okay.
Have we determined a time for the 11th or anything like that, or are you going to get back to
noon,
us?
Noon?
Yeah. Okay, it doesn't matter. I just need to know.
I'll send an invite out.
Okay.
Yeah, I just went, what is this? No.
What, we have 60-some pages that we went through? I think it was huge.
Jim had a lot.
Yeah.
Jim had a lot.
Yeah. I do not see it.
I will.
I will have that
for you on the 11th.
Okay. All right. With that being said, meeting's adjourned. All right. Get to go to the funeral home.
Oh, no.
I could go. I'll just go tonight. Rush down there now. Or
where you gotta go? Which one?
Newcomers.
Oh, man, you're so close.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, but
I need to get back with you. I didn't have one for bills and payroll.
ROTC. And a bunch of the soldiers will be there.
We can,
it was in the packet of stuff that I sent them.
Flight will be there.
They couldn't.
So we're going to Weston? Yeah. Is it an ROTC at Weston? I was at Franklin Heights.
But it's fine. We'll do it at the special meeting on the
11th.
Did they already read it though?
No.
Oh.
I'm reading your mind on that.
I didn't have it.
We went to state rep.
Like the exhibit for that?
The district right here.
This was
for
this one in October.
This
I don't know if you could make this one.
This had something with Jim.
Yeah, just have him email
11 o'clock.
It'll be his campaign manager.
Me, I don't care who. Just
your
have
record, him. Record email and your number.
Yeah, I've been driving by there. I meant to call you about that.
I got
to
look it up because actually I'm an AOL person.
That's a disaster zone.
Oh wow!
It's right there next
I pay
to
for
you.
It too.
Oh
and then you
wow!
Have the other car
no,
right above it.
Because if anything happens,
we're
which
just,
has had,
New McKinley Avenue.
I can call them up, and they will go into my computer and fix it.